Julie, do the thing.
All right, now I'm recording. I wasn't recording okay. before, so
Sankar, do the thing. Will you, know, you whatever you say.
Julie, do the thing.
Julie.
Ah, oh, good old Legend of Korra.
I was gonna say I don't get that.
I knew you weren't gonna get it, but I knew Rob was gonna get it.
Oh my god.
welcome to what another episode. Of Two Snobs and a Critic. How are my fellow podmates doing this lovely evening?
Is a new one.
As the leader of this pod, I'm doing pretty well.
I'm honestly doing great. Took a couple days off.
Unplugged and such?
Yeah. You know.
A couple days off from work,
yes.
From social media,
from work.
Life.
No, what I'm still on social media because, come on, let's be real.
Where else you gonna go?
I don't have that kind of willpower. I really have people in my life, too, who are like, oh, yeah, I took a social media break. And I'm like, what? How would I keep up with all my celebrity gossip? What do you mean? I didn't do all that. But
the funny thing is, you know all the celebrity gossip, but you don't have a celebrity blog. Like, what is wrong with you?
Because it's not even to
Does
me.
It literally
it's not
sustain
even about.
You?
It's like it's not even about me.
And
she'd
gossiping. Be wild tuned in too.
I'm very tuned in. No, I'm like
literally,
I know
think she's
everything.
A vampire. She's a gossip
like,
vampire.
To the sec- I don't
you
know
the trick. The trick is that you got to subscribe to the right tweets and Instagram notifications so that you're up on things.
So
like I get things to my phone. Yes, I get. Tweets to my phone.
Oh,
so
you should just start a blog. You should just
but it's not about spreading it to me. It's about me knowing everything. Like that's what it is.
That's,
it's like
that's
I'm
even
nosy.
Worse.
I like to know everything about everyone, and then I feel like I understand everything better because I have all this information. That's why my head is so huge.
I get it.
Makes sense. It all ties in
right.
together now.
Anyway.
Well, that's nuts.
thank you.
Well, no, because, like, it's to say that, like, I know some, I don't have it, but like, I know some people have notifications on, like, certain posts or, like,
yeah.
or when someone DMs them. Like, that's the weirdest thing to me. Like, if I, because something happens, I DM them and they reply right away on their Instagram, that's weird to me. Not weird,
yeah.
but weird.
I know,
like,
I don't.
Replying
I don't
to your text fast is makes sense, but, like, replying to your DMs real quickly.
Oh, no, I'm definitely, when you send it, you're getting a reply off rip, especially if it's something like, if you're not like a rando or you're someone I talk to, just because I'm like, I don't like to see notifications.
See, I don't mind
I'm
it
like
at all.
One of those people.
Well, see, I don't get a notification from my Instagram, so that's what I'm saying.
So I get notifications from anything that I like is pertaining to like a direct message of anything that I have.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so like if it says 1, 2, like I have to like clear it.
Oh, you would hate my phone.
No, I can't
okay.
do that. It's the same thing with tabs. Okay. It's the same thing with tabs. I can't.
Okay.
Have, like,
oh, my tabs
more than
are
tabs
out of control.
There's a woman I know that I live with that has like 150 unread text messages.
That's me.
That is. That would literally drive me nuts.
Okay, maybe it's an Aries thing.
I
want to
throw her phone.
It honestly might be an Aries thing. I literally had to put on my red receipts because if I don't have them on, then I'll just let a text sit for way too long. And if somebody knows I read it, then I'm like, oh, I got to reply because they saw I read it. You know. Like, I was getting out of hand.
No, I don't,
it was
I
like
have
I have hundreds.
Too, but I'm like.
But it's like an accountability okay. thing. It's like I literally need to have this on or else I won't text y'all back. Like, I'll put it off. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think it's an area.
See, that's
thing.
Where we're different. Mine's a petty thing. I want to let you know. I read it.
Oh,
I'm not
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or else I'll just be rude.
Oh, I don't care about your feelings. This is my
opinion. We know.
I definitely do the, like, obvious, because I don't like notifications, I'll open it, but I might not answer it right then and there.
But how do you remember to go back?
Exactly. This is what I was getting to. Which then we get into a situation where I might forget that text even existed.
That's why I can't, because I will literally not remember anything. Like, I'm somebody who uses a planner because if I don't, good luck, I'm not getting anything done. Like, I'm not going to remember a single thing. Like, I can't.
Yeah, I've definitely become that.
Well, so
I'm not now.
Here's what happens. Like, for example, if I read Sankara's text, like, 3 days ago, and then today, I'm about to send him some music or a link to a video or something, I'll be like, laugh at his last text from 3 days ago.
Or I'll be like, oh my god, why
I have
didn't
a lot
I
of
see
people
that?
I know a lot of people that do it like
why
that.
Why didn't I but see like, that till now?
Like, I too agree with this statement.
Now let's talk about what I want to talk
about. Even though it was 3 days ago.
Right.
Yeah, so like...
Let me okay, answer this just so we can discuss what I want. Like,
and I'm definitely going to hit you with a, also this.
Right, also. I'm done. That's like everybody I talk to, though. I feel like we all do that, so no one can
so
get
mad. So if you see me write also and then something else, that means I forgot you texted me. I saw it, but right. I forgot. But wow. Here we are. Mm-mm-mm. And I thought about you a week later. I want to send you this link, but here we are.
Yeah, I get in trouble all the time because I'll be on Twitter 24/7 and
oh, we know
to answer texts, and my friends definitely call me out all the time.
Well, yeah,
Saint
but
Carl,
I've just accepted
no,
that as my
friend Carl. I'll just add him on Twitter.
If I text
that's
him, I'll expect a reply.
I will probably, you'll probably
days.
Get a faster reply for sure.
Facts. You know what's funny? We tested this the other day because we were talking about the DC fandom. And I was adding you on Twitter, and those replies are coming in faster
oh
than the
God.
Text you were having.
Why? Why? I don't understand.
Well, you know, it makes
because
sense.
Because the
okay.
timeline be busting. What
well,
you
it makes
mean?
Sense. Because, like, especially on the weekends, because, like, it was, like, DC fandom and, like, basketball and something else is happening. So I'm having
you,
all these conversations about five different
text?
Things. And, see, like, Sank's like, hey, Rob, how you doing? Like, emotional. Like, man, shut up, dog. I'm talking about basketball.
See,
bro.
But that's, I have a lot of group. I guess I have a lot of group messages. And so, like, I have, like, instead of going to the timeline, I'll go to, like, my group message that I know will talk about, like, this with me or that with me, you know?
I have yeah. both. But, like, sometimes
same,
on the timeline
same.
Feels like a little more
the,
like
the TL
you're at a party.
Bussing. What do you want
I'm
from me,
I just like to re- I observe the TL. I don't like to engage the TL.
Oh, I'll
we definitely engage.
I know
I'll
you
mention
do.
Anyone. I don't care. I don't know who you are.
I know y'all are
you
messy.
May not know me from Adam, but I'm going to mention. We're going to talk like I've known
Rob
you.
Rob
like,
will
yo.
Be in anybody's mention.
I know.
For sure.
Just talking, though. Just sometimes. The funny thing is, it's not even like anything just being rude. It's just I'm out here having conversations.
Right.
Like, yo.
Exactly. Rob, I had a comment, talk. And you're going to hear this comment. So.
Yeah. I have a thought. And
guess
go.
Who gets to hear it? All y'all.
You and your followers.
I cannot.
But yeah, so yeah, we were talking about the DC fandom over the weekend, and I remembered it literally up until it started. Cause like,
yeah,
I was like, I can't wait to watch it, and then literally Saturday, I was like, oh yeah, this is today. I forgot.
Yeah, I planned my day around it.
Oh my god.
So. Let's talk about it.
I'm
let's
not going to lie to you. I'm not going to come here and fib.
No. Listen, like I said, I
put I
was
my day
literally, like from that Tuesday on, I was like, Tuesday to Friday, I was like, yo, I can't
because I think
wait.
I had mentioned it to you on Tuesday.
Yeah, because we were talking about
oh,
it.
Oh, we were looking at the schedule. We were talking yes. about it. We were looking at the schedule. That's what it
and
was.
And I was like, and literally, I mentally planned my day around it. And that day came, I was like, what am I supposed to do today? Oh, nothing. All right, cool. So I just went on about my day. But no, they dropped some dope trailers, and I
They dropped a lot of they dropped a lot of stuff.
So let's this is where we're gonna start. One, I appreciate DC because from what it looks like they're doing, it looks like they're not trying to rely on the cinematic universe model that Marvel
yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah,
and they're just gonna make some dope movies.
And I think I was having a conversation with a friend of mine that's like a big comic nerd. And I think that that is the correct route to go because they have way more in-depth characters than Marvel.
Yeah.
So it allows creators that are fans of those characters to just go in and cook. So like just do the HBO model and just let these creators cook on the whatever characters that they want to make. And I think... It took them a while. It took them a couple L's to realize, like, yo, we
a
have
couple?
This. We have this Rolodex. We have this Rolodex of characters. Like, if a creator wants to come in and make a movie about a rubber band man, like, let the man cook because, like, you might. This is what this person is passionate about, and there's like so many comic strips about this particular character. Let them do it.
And think about it, like, there's no. There aren't too many. Let's say that no. There aren't too many Marvel villains that you want to know about.
There really isn't.
Like I
there
don't
really
care.
Isn't.
Who, I don't care about Tony Stark's big arch rival. Ooh.
It's really just to me the villains I care about from Marvel are all the villains in X-Men. Those were always the ones that like felt to me that like, yo, I would love to hear whatever this story is.
Yeah.
From
well,
this
so
character.
I think they did a good job with Thanos.
Same.
But yeah,
I
like you said,
I
true.
Too.
The X-Men, and because the X-Men are essentially the DC of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, kind of. I guess you're right.
Well, and also X-Men is their own legitimate universe. Like,
yeah, fair.
Like, they have enough characters on both sides that people care about to, like, they don't necessarily need the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Fair.
So, like, true. That makes sense. So, like, yeah, so DC's saying, you know what? Like, we're still going to do the Justice League stuff, but that's not going to be our focus. We're not going to try to build this expansive right. world like that. Let's just make, right. you know, this Batman trilogy with these villains, right. and then let's right. see if you can top that.
Right.
All right, who wants a Batman?
and then make a Suicide Squad. Maybe it ends up being a trilogy. Maybe you do a Birds of Prey trilogy, right?
Or, like, yeah, you just figure out these
characters.
But you're like I said, all these you can,
characters that you can use.
And you don't have, but the thing is too, you don't have to necessarily, because just by the way the world is, you don't necessarily have to have a Batman, one Batman go through all the things. You could have,
right.
this is the Matt Reeves Batman, this is the Justice League Batman, this is the right. Batman Beyond Batman. So like you can, because they're all different yes. stages of life. So you can get away exactly. with it there, and the fans exactly. will be like, I get it.
Yeah, so, I totally agree.
Yeah, so the first of all, the Batman trailer looks...
After Judas and the Messiah, this is another... There's been two trailers this year, and it's been a long time where I've watched the trailer, mm-hmm. where like I physically had goosebumps. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That got all me right. so jazzed. I was like, and we always talk about this too. Like, I want to see how they're going to tell the Batman story. Like, so mm-hmm. when they showed him with the 47-piece jab to the Joker, to the clown,
beating that person to a pulp.
That is some Batman.
And shout out to Robert Pattinson, man.
Right.
Shout out.
Who's shocked by that?
A lot of people, clearly. lot of people.
So, if, and again, not saying this is a good or bad thing, but I think if you only know him from the Twilight series, then I can understand it. Well, because, yeah. but also,
but
like,
also you he should know that, done... like, he hated Twilight more than maybe any of us.
more than the audience.
Like, he talked bad about that movie more than anyone I've ever seen. Like, ever.
Wait, that's what I'm talking about. Who hates it more? John Boyega hating Star Wars? Or Pattinson hating Twilight.
Honestly,
oh, that's great.
Tough call.
No. They don't hate. Neither of them hate the bag.
Right.
Like that. Let's keep that all the way clear. They're not giving that bag. But no, that's a good point. But again, like Pattinson hasn't been in anything that's like hit the mainstream since then.
Yes.
What about what's?
I mean. I guess mainstream, like the way you're thinking, but like
blockbuster movie.
Yeah, I mean,
blockbuster.
He's been in like Good Times.
Good Times.
Yeah. but those. I guess what I'm saying is like what movies outside of
and
LA
the Lighthouse.
Or New York.
I feel you. I feel you.
You know,
yeah,
what?
The Lighthouse definitely didn't show outside of LA.
yeah, yeah.
I saw
Lighthouse
Anaheim.
Was literally in LA, and there's not a lighthouse in LA, which is funny. So like,
oh my gosh.
The area of the world that has lighthouses, they don't get to watch this.
I feel like Good Time was a little more, like it was in
and
more
Dune
theaters.
Or whatever, Tenet is obviously not out yet, right? The Man worked this year.
Yeah, so I think Tenet is the other one where they're like, ah, okay. But like, yeah, so like it makes sense that like people don't. But like, I think, so I was telling my my friends, I think my prediction, I think this Batman trilogy will rival Nolan's. Only because I think Pattinson's a better actor than Bale.
I
agree.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think it's the Spider-Man conversation that we were having when they casted Tom Holland.
Who's the best Spider-Man? What's the best Spider-Man movies? Yeah.
I feel as though Pattinson is going to make a better Bruce Wayne and a better Batman at once. Because what's happened before is like Bale was a better Batman, but a shitty Bruce Wayne, and so like you kind of get a person that can actually be both,
yeah,
really well.
Yeah,
I do think Nolan definitely saw this trailer and was holding on to his purse.
He was pissed. He's like, I'm doing three more. Christian, hit the weight room. We're running it back.
My man definitely. Dude, I know for a fact he saw
what's that white woman gift when she starts pulling down the drain.
Yes, I knew that was him for sure.
Now that GIF is just like in my head. I can't.
And not like a jealousy thing. Like it's just like a, I think no, he's just like, so competitive it. In that way.
Just leave he's me like, alone.
He's stewing. He is stewing. He may cut. He may cut Pattinson's part out of Tenet. Just cut it out. Like, nope. You can't have too much shine, kid.
You can't be in this now. Right. I'm sorry.
Yep, sorry. Slow We're going to recast you.
And then I also love, I love that, like, people get new takes on new villains on, and just, like, having the Riddler and the Penguin. And it's just, like, I really, something about it, man, I just, like, I was, like, I love Joker as a villain, but, like, there's so many other villains.
I think
in
the Riddler
Batman
has the potential
universe.
To be more like that. So that's what I was telling somebody.
And it's Paul Dano. Like, you, dude, the
so
trailer
was,
scared me.
I'm what I was telling them was, I was saying, I think what happened with the Nolan Batman was like that kind of showed the challenges of Batman physically.
Yeah.
Like the toll it has on your body. Yep. I think this one, especially with Pattinson, like he's like the angsty adult teen kind of guy. I think this is going to show, like, especially with being Riddler, this is going to show like the psychological
toll
of being a Batman,
for sure,
and how it kind of plays out. And I think that's why I think it can rival it, because it's not a 1-to-1 comparison; it's a different approach. And it's like, woo, that just hits.
Feels like a really good. It feels like a really good thriller movie. It feels like a Seven.
Yes,
it feels like a Seven or Zodiac Killer. It's just like. But then, like, there are just some superhero tropes inside of it because it's the Batman.
Well, we can talk about that, too. The good superhero shows and movies we've seen recently are, like, a story about, like, a pretty straight-line story.
A thing.
But
within
the theme of that. So, like, we talk about the boys and all that other stuff, too. Like, so
exactly.
Yeah, so I think, I think this is going to... It's going to hit.
Wait.
I think this is going to hit. So I'm kind of hyped for that. And then also, other trailer we saw was Wonder Woman, 1984.
Yes. Yes,
and
on
I
that.
Was hype. I was hype, and then Chris Pine showed his face. And I have nothing against Chris Pine.
But I was about to say, you knew he was in
like,
this,
where,
though.
I know. I saw him again. I was like, did he die?
Why do you hate him?
It's not him.
No,
it's nothing against Chris Pine.
I just don't understand
the
why
character.
They brought him back for this
story.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, because he literally died.
I didn't like him in the first movie anyway. I mean, I like Chris
Pine,
but
plane
like,
blew up.
Yeah.
Like, well, how does he survive that? Is he some type of like
you're about
half
to see,
demigod
Rob.
Too?
When you're there on opening weekend in the theater.
No, I'm not. I was so
tell
excited.
Me why
to
Regal,
be honest with you,
Regal Theaters texted
me
today.
I am less
and I said,
excited about
get
it
phone.
Now.
Well, I am excited. I'm going to watch it. But like,
I'm,
again,
oh,
we'll go back
you know
to
I'm going to watch
right.
it.
Yeah, I'm
you know I'm going to watch it. But like, after seeing Birds of Prey, I have new expectations. Mm.
First
that's
of all,
dangerous.
After before I saw
it's
Birds
dangerous.
Of Prey, I had
it
new
is,
expectations.
It is dangerous.
Listen,
is
I told dangerous. You I watched Birds of Prey again, and I have listen, not even.
Well, I know that movie is wonderful, and
that's
I'm,
why
I'm,
I want you guys to watch. I want you guys to watch Harley Quinn on HBO Max because it's like similar.
Sin Cara, I don't have Max.
Oh,
I don't awkward. Want to watch it on my computer, but maybe one day.
Well, you have Oh, that's right, because you have a Roku. I forgot.
I know I'm low class. I get it.
All right, someone get Christina Apple TV real quick. Someone get her Apple TV.
Looking at you too.
My hands are full.
Rob spent all his money on. Never mind. Let me not go there.
Shut up. But yeah, so you know, outside of Chris Pine, I'm hyped to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see how that one turns out.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Static Shock news?
Well, I will get to that after this. Black Adam.
What? Oh yes,
I'm not hip.
I was actually expecting a trailer, but I guess it makes sense because they didn't have because when I he had posted that we're about to shoot in February, and I
and
guess
then the next day the world shut down. Literally the next
day
the
makes,
world shut down.
It makes total sense why they don't have a trailer.
Corona
yet.
Said not on my watch, and I was like, this is why they have nothing. That's why they did that animated. Like I was like, okay, they had to throw something together real quick for this.
I think he was born to play this character.
Yeah, but hearing like, his voice, I'm like, it's The Rock.
Yep, it's him. I can see why he's always wanted to play this.
Voice is like we talked about with like Beyonce and like a few people in other movies. Like sometimes their voice.
You think he's gonna get his acting bag for this?
I hope so. Oh, again,
I don't
because,
know.
Like, hearing
like,
his
is he
voice
just
come
gonna
through,
The Rock
it? I don't see Black Adam. I see The Rock.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Which is why I was like, I kind of because like again, he looked the part for it, everything like that. But then when I heard him talking in this trailer, I was like, that's Jumanji / San Andreas / Walking Tall / The Rundown / Fast 5-9 / the whatever one, whatever. Oh, Fighting With My Family, like that's
Ride Along.
Yes, / what's the recent one? Hobbs and Shaw. Like, come on, like, yeah. That's why I was like, ah.
I feel that. I feel that. because I know they're going to add. They're gonna merge him inside of the Shazam universe, obviously. Yep.
Obviously.
But like, I want him. So that's why I think it makes sense, because those are less. Those are lighthearted in a sense. They're more Marvel-y.
Yeah, he can handle that. He doesn't be dark.
He can handle that. Right. It's not like crazy acting, in terms of like the drama.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm like, okay. Like, I feel like you could do that.
Only thing I hope though is that, like, because him being as big as he is, if he's like stiff fighting, it's gonna be.
That's where I was going to. That's where I was like, do you think he's gonna get his acting back? Because I think they're gonna ask him to do stunts.
So I think if he makes, he can make up for it if he brings the physical side to it. And not just because he's big and strong, like, I don't know, there's a different kind of, like, physical movement that comes with being a superhero. With because you need a little bit more agility with it. And
For sure.
Like, so that's the part I want to see.
Yeah. I am excited, though.
Again, I'm going to watch it. Like, so
it's getting consumed. So,
If it's a superhero type beat, I don't care what genre, what platform, what cinematic universe, consumed. I'm going to watch it, okay? I'll have my thoughts, but I'm going to watch it. And it's, again, we talk about this all the time. If The Rock's in it, I'm going to watch it.
Yes, like, also that.
That's a hard, fast rule with this pod. If he's in it, I'm going to watch it. Christine, too. Yes. She doesn't know.
No, I literally haven't watched anything with The Rock in it in... Wow, a long time.
Not even the Fast and Furious.
I've watched like one Fast and Furious, maybe two.
You didn't watch Rampage?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's when the big gorilla fights. Oh,
I was gonna ask if it's the one with the gorilla, but then I was like, that's gonna be the wrong one. I'm gonna embarrass myself.
Yeah, that's Rampage. Yeah.
I can't believe he did that.
What else did they have? Then they had. I think
the Suicide Squad.
Yes, their reboot with a bunch of people I've never even heard of.
Mm, yeah,
dude, bro. There were characters in there. It took me a moment to realize.
I had
they
to
were real
wiki
characters.
It up. Like, who is this person?
Pete Davidson's gonna be in that.
Yeah, I know.
Hard pass.
You know, I stand. Shut up.
I saw Polka Dot Man, and I was like, I don't.
Sorry,
remember.
Who?
I was like, let me go find out who this is. What are your specials? Okay.
Like, I knew King Shark because of The Flash, but I did not know a Polka Dot Man.
Yeah, listen. Like,
okay. Fake fan.
Well, no. I think that shows, like, one, the depth of, like, the DC characters.
Yeah.
But also
that's
the
what
depth
I was trying to do.
Get
yeah.
into.
Right.
They're saying, yeah, you know what? I'm going to show you the people I liked. I'm like, yo, I never heard of this dude, but I'm here.
Right.
I'm going to watch it. Well, and also because Margot's back. She's back as Harley. Listen. And if you look at that, she's
that's
playing
hers.
Across like three different Harley Quinns.
Right.
Yes.
So hey, do it. So yeah, that's her role. Her. I'm not saying hers. I don't think anyone else, but like that's your role until you
they should
decide
never,
to give
like,
it up.
If, yeah, that's until hers. And the thing is, she's EPing all these Harley Quinn Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so she like, knows. Yeah, she knows. Like,
this is
she's
me.
Like, it's hers.
This is all me, you, girl. You got it. You got it. I ain't gonna stop you. If you were bad, I have issues. But no, you're great at it. This right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And it doesn't. And so like, just because I've seen her in other stuff since then, and this doesn't feel like a Deadpool type situation. And that's why I'm rocking.
No, that's because she can act. And now I like Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
I like Ryan Reynolds. I like.
No,
Ryan
I get
Reynolds.
What you're saying. I got what you're
but
saying. It's also shady, but I get what you're saying. Because I've seen her in like there's a show she's in Dollface that she also EP'd.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's not Harley Quinn. Bravo.
No. That is an actress.
Look at you out here.
Acting.
Look, acting. Actually acting. Hmm. Hmm.
Right. Right. Like, after I saw the movie I, like, solidified that for me, I think it was I, Tanya.
Oh,
oh
yes.
My
goodness.
And I was like,
so
you got
good.
A fan.
Wow.
You got a fan.
You got literally the range. So, yeah.
What a good movie.
What other trailers dropped? I think those are the big trailers.
I don't think there was. They did like a poster for The Flash, and they just.
Oh
like
no! They did. They did. They did do like a cut of like the Justice League Snyder cut.
Oh yes! They did the Justice League Snyder cut too.
Yeah.
It looked somewhat different. Because
I don't think it's that different. I don't think it's that different.
Is, it can't be that different. I would. Yeah. I'm very curious that, like, if it ends up being really different, like,
I will have so many questions then.
I will be like, did the other dude just, did Joss Whedon just, like, make his own movie?
like, on the side?
Like, what?
Because, like, nah, Snyder was like, all right, guys, that's the day. Good. And then Josh was like, no, stay around. Shh, 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 shh. Stay there. Okay. This is what we're going to do.
I will have a lot of questions. I will have and it is 4 hours of content. And so, again, even that, I'm like, how did 4 hours of content?
Listen, if this is totally, if this is 50% different,
I'm going to have a lot of questions. I will have
so many questions.
Like, Joss Whedon probably, like, tried to sabotage that man on purpose.
I'm
going to
call California because these actors are clearly overworked because they shot two movies.
Right.
Basically, right.
They were working 22-hour days, so that's over the limit. Two, like, this is what they gave the... This is what I paid a ticket for a ticket money to go see? Nah.
Right.
I got to talk to somebody about this.
You had a whole other movie in the tuck and you and made you me gave go us see this?
Nah, we got to talk. Me and you got to talk.
Right.
Real quick. So that's that. I'm just curious on that one. I want to know what to talk about. So there's that. And then they mentioned a Static Shock reboot just live action.
Just not even re. Not yeah, even just a
boot.
Just
a boot.
Booting it.
A boot up.
Right.
Boot yeah. I couldn't remember what we call it. Movie. No, just a boot.
Yep.
So yeah, Static Shock, one of my favorite cartoons.
I cannot wait
as a Ute. Time out. Yeah. Film Twitter made their suggestions on who should be cast. You want to hear one of their options?
Yeah.
Corbin Blue. I said time out. Who?
Stop it right now.
All right.
Grown man. Right. Super light skinned Corbin Blue.
What's the last thing he did also?
I don't know. Is he still acting?
Leave him alone.
You know what he isn't? Dark skinned in high school. Right. So
right.
What is this?
Literally at all. Like opposite.
He's literally the exact opposite.
They're like, high school? Okay, High School Musical. Who's the one person you think of?
Listen, that's probably what someone
said. Who would you hand that IP to as a writer-director is my question for you.
As a writer? Oh, that's interesting. Writer?
Who do you think could do that? Like a Matt Reeves, like, will take care of the title if
I'll say, okay, I gotta think this backwards. Director, I want to say... Peter Ramsey.
Oh.
Who did Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah. I figured Christine didn't know.
At all.
Yeah. So I would say him to direct because I like the way...
That's a great pull.
He directs superhero stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then for writing, because it's like a teen drama-ish.
Yeah, it's like a teen drama... But, like, they talked about some serious shit on there.
Yeah, like.
And the opportunities are really endless because, like, you could go whatever route you wanted, really, in terms of just, like, villains or, like, whatever you want to talk about.
Or, like, just normal, like, life obstacles, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was thinking about that over the weekend.
I'm going to come back to you. I'll give an answer by the end of the pod. I got to think about that.
Because they didn't say who's writing it.
Or yeah, I had a few names that initially, but I got to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's a good question. But yeah, I'll say Peter Ramsey directs. Yeah. I like the way he takes care of like superhero stories. So,
Sank, did you have picks?
I don't. I was thinking about it. I definitely think it's going to be black people across the board.
Yeah. That's obvious.
No.
Like I don't want like a white writer and a black director. Yeah. I want like black.
You want the Black Panther treatment for this one.
I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I would love and obviously whoever is going to be is obviously going to know the title really well.
Yeah.
So like,
and that's like,
the way these things work is they like pitch their own story. And so like, and then the studio picks. So like whoever it's going to be people that like love that title.
And I'm going to say, and I don't know, he's written a lot. So I think I have a name that I think I would love to see his pitch on it. I'm not going to say like my, cool. but I want to see Matthew Cherry's pitch on it. Because I just, again,
And you know what's funny about that? Because something tells me he isn't saying anything because he's working on a pitch on this right now.
I believe it. Because
if I'm him, I would definitely try to get that.
Oh, yes. Because, again, I know he's a fan of, like, comic books and, like, action superhero things. Right. Just, like, just following him on social. I know he is someone that's really into it. Mm-hmm. And someone else I want to try, want to see, just see his pitch, too, J.D. Dillard.
Huh.
He did a Slight. I don't know if you saw that one, Christine.
No, I didn't.
I did.
Yeah, I would want to see his, too. Yeah. Because I think, I think like he understands.
Those are actually like really great superhero kind of world.
So yeah, I think they will be really good.
Dope.
I like JD because like he, I follow him and he always talks about The Last of Us because he loved that game so much.
My third pick. I don't know how much she actually writes though. I know she directs heavily. I don't know how much she writes, but I really love Nia DaCosta. Mm. I really, like, I want her in all things, personally. Because, again, similarly, like, just, I know she understands this world, like, the comic book sci-fi type beat world.
Uh-huh.
So, and just from the story she's told, like, in her movies, I like the way she kind of goes about stuff. So, those would be my picks to, like, write direct for that.
Dope.
I think I'm on that J. Dillard wave.
Yeah.
And that Matthew Cherry wave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Again, if any of those, what was that name, five or four are involved in it, I'm going to watch regardless.
Right.
I'm going to watch regardless, but if any of those are with it, I'm going to ride for it.
Right, like, I'll be hype.
Yeah.
You're going to see we going as a group. Like, if it's other people, it depends on who
like Black Panther?
Yeah, yes.
This man got me to see Black Panther like six times.
Both of y'all.
Yeah, like, if it's someone else that I'm not, I don't really, we'll see. I'll go watch it. But I'll be like, I'll tell y'all after I watch. Yeah. So, there's a few names I think that would dope. But I think, yeah, those would be dope. I'm hyped for that.
Agreed.
And I think they have some other video games.
Great weekend overall. Great weekend overall, man. Gotham Knights looks great.
Yeah.
I saw the gameplay for that. That's getting copped. So that's to our point about them having so many characters is they're basically remember I was telling you this, I don't think it was on the pod last week, I was just talking to you that they were making, it was on the pod because I was telling you who was the studio that was making the game.
Yeah, Montreal.
And then you were like, I'm in.
Oh, I'm in now,
So basically they're taking the Batman universe, taking Batman out of it and kind of giving the shine to, you know, Red Hood, Robin and Nightwing, which I think is perfect. Because like their stories are like so complex themselves. That like, you know, like they could do whatever they want with that, man.
Well, yeah, they have Batgirl in there too.
And Batgirl, yes. Yeah.
So like, as we talked about, like there are so many in-depth characters they can literally say, we'll take out one of probably the biggest, I think, and I don't know. No, I'll probably say Batman is the most well-known superhero.
Yeah.
100%.
He's the most probably popular superhero. Him, I'll probably say him, Spider-Man, then Superman.
I would go with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know people that are like that adore Superman. Like everyone likes him.
It's like,
you know.
I feel like what are we talking about? Best known or best liked?
Yeah.
Cause a little bit of both.
Because I want to say Superman, I don't know. Might be just as well known, but like, yeah, I don't know people who ride. I do know some.
So I think
if we do
like a rating, like known and like combination, I think it goes Batman, Spider-Man, Superman. I think Superman.
I almost
want to
say Spider-Man over. If we're going liked.
No, people love Batman. People ride.
People love Batman, but I feel like Spider-Man has appeal to like people who don't even like things like that. I don't know.
So Spider-Man. It's like he's like the entry level superhero for a lot of kids.
Right. Like I feel like Spider-Man is super accessible.
But then, like, once you get old, they haven't really done, like, an old Spider-Man kind of, like, series.
Well, yeah.
Or storyline.
I'm looking at it like jersey sales in sports.
Yeah.
Definitely
Batman leads league in jersey sales. Mm. Across the board. Like, because right now on my HBO Max, they have 37,000 different Batman movies.
I mean, yes.
Batman Beyond, like, seven different times.
Batman Ninja. I love Batman Beyond. Batman Samurai. Like they have Batman in Old London Town, eh? So, like, no, like, Batman, he reigns supreme in that area.
Just boring, but whatever.
And again, he's not my favorite in the DC, but, like, that's just what he is. And you can't lie about that. Right. It's proven. Sure. Yeah. And so I'll say Spider-Man, then Superman. I'll say in that order.
Yeah.
And then it gets kind of muddy from there. Right. But yeah.
And it's probably Iron Man.
Yeah. No. I low-key think. No. People love Iron Man. Fine. I don't know why, but they do. I personally can't stand it.
Okay. All right. Fine. If we're going to this list, we'll do a top five because we're not going to go deeper than that. Yeah. I'll see Wolverine's higher than Iron Man.
I wouldn't.
I don't think so. Yes. I really don't.
Yes.
Are we talking about today?
No.
Yeah.
So, if we're talking about as of right now, Iron Man, people didn't really rock with Iron Man.
I'm talking about cumulative, but now.
And that's why I'm saying that.
No, he blew up late. He blew up late. You're right.
He grew up, he's climbing the ladder. Like, he passed, like, some of the others, but Wolverine's probably four.
I don't know if I can do that.
Because Wolverine has, like, that longevity, almost, like, not quite as long as Batman, but he has, like, a longevity appeal to him.
I know there's longevity, but
that's fair. I hear that. But I think I might be a prisoner of the moment here just because of. Because,
again, now. Because Iron Man was so far down. He's made a lot of ground.
He's made
it. He's
most improved player, I guess.
Definitely most improved player.
I don't want to give that to him because I personally can't stand Iron Man, but, like.
No, he's definitely the most improved player. Like,
so who's rounding up this top five?
Because we're doing all. I'll probably say
Wonder Woman?
No.
Is Wonder Woman high?
I don't think she's that high, to be honest.
But we're talking about known
superheroes.
I feel people know Wonder Woman. Like, that is.
I'd probably say Flash.
Oh no, I would put Wonder Woman above Flash as far as the common person.
I might put Wonder Woman above.
We're talking about everybody, not just people who like superheroes.
Oh, because I'll say that because I think Wonder Woman is more known because she's like the strongest woman in both kind of comic books world.
Yes,
but. Is she? Do people like say, "Yo, I want to be Wonder Woman"? And
I mean, if you're a girl, you probably are. Like,
yes, but who is the higher consumer? I don't have the numbers from me. I'm just asking a little legitimate question.
Like, I want to put Wonder Woman above Flash.
I think Wonder Woman pulls well higher than Flash in both men and women. I think I'm safe to make that. Yeah,
I'm not gonna say it's wrong. I would personally think.
Flash, I do hear your Flash takes though.
Yeah, because but well, again, so I think those we'll put Flash them at the para. 5AB. Like, we'll just put them both there.
Yeah.
I think that's a good kind of thought. But after that, then it gets kind of like.
Yeah. Then it's like, whatever. I guess.
Yeah.
Who's another popular Marvel character?
Captain America.
He's not that popular.
Oh.
Well, maybe he's like, just popular in people I know. People I know love Captain America.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think his name rings bells in these global streets.
Well, who else in Marvel?
I don't think so either.
Honestly, Hulk.
I was about to say that.
Hulk? I could see that.
His name rings off across the world. Only because, like, he's not. Like, Captain America is America.
Yeah.
Like, so that's kind of like, ugh.
Well, Hulk is just like, you know, I'm not here. Dramatic. I feel like that's like a.
He's literally universal. Yeah. He is literally universal.
So yeah, why am I blanking on Marvel characters?
I don't know. For a Marvel stand.
They're all regular.
Y'all love Doctor Strange. Your favorite is Doctor Strange.
Oh, I love Doctor Strange.
Liking them and them being popular.
I know. I'm just reminding him of who he was forgetting.
I would probably say, and someone else I would probably put on there, Cyclops. He's somewhere on that list. Because people weirdly like him. I don't know why.
Really?
I hate him so much.
Interesting.
But yeah, so I probably put him on there. And then, yeah, it gets
murky.
Not the comic book pod. Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah, oh, we've been rapping.
We just spent 40 minutes on what, DC who? Characters.
I'm What's surprised I'm not let's snoring right now.
The comic man? No, okay, let's move on. Because we've... You know what we did? We spent.
The weekend was great. I loved all the content. The end.
Yeah. We. But we had time off this weekend to actually enjoy this content. You know who just got their time off?
Who?
Ellen Staff.
Stop. Didn't we talk about this? I thought we talked about how they're getting 5
this
whole
just
days.
Came out. Segway. No, we were talking about how they're underpaid.
I thought we talked about they have 5 whole days off now, a year.
that just happened.
No, we haven't talked about that yet.
Like on here. We talked about it.
Well, guess what, y'all? They have
so
great
their big
benefits.
Sweeping reform, they said, you know what?
Fine, you can take days off.
Five
days off. Oh, yes. And then what about sick days? We just said five days off. What if I need to go visit my mom and visit my mom's funeral or my aunt's funeral?
No,
I just
said you
5
get
days.
Unlimited vacation up to 5 days.
Up to
that's how it's written in the contract.
Oh my goodness.
It's unlimited vacation up to
you have
5
unlimited
days.
5 days of PTO. 5 unlimited days of PTO. That do not roll over.
Oh no.
Right.
Y'all, it's not worth
it. Oh my goodness.
That place is a mess.
They said, and they came out like, all right, we talked about this. We heard everyone's complaints. We'll give you 5 days.
Right. Like, this is y'all really, like, doing it for them. Like, this is, the public is on you, watching like a hawk, and you're like, all right, we're going to do something. Like, what?
That's how delusional they are.
Oh, my
we'll
God.
We'll give you a whole week off.
Not even a whole week.
It's going to be the week when Ellen's out of town.
Week. Right.
A business week. You have to take off when Ellen takes off. Like when
that's
he takes
like
that, when she takes that week off to go do whatever. That's when you get your day off.
Mm-mm. Correct. And that I don't want to hear no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
We'll tell you when you get your 5 days.
Like, you better be sick those days, or else.
Right.
Or else
to poison you so that we know you're at their house.
So that we know you're not enjoying your 5 days.
You better have something to do.
Come get your side night. Come here. Come get your side night capsule. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come here. Line up. So, yeah, that is
so
bonds.
Are you also applying to the Ellen show? Because it couldn't be me.
I never would apply.
Super good.
All right, let's get to these shows, and I can get through my hot takes on
my hot gossip. Yes.
Where do we begin?
Where are we starting?
All right, let's get to this Lovecraft Country first.
Oh, my God.
Got you. Okay. Got you. Because
yeah, we'll do Lovecraft.
I will be the first one to stay. I was confused.
Thank you.
Super lost.
I was halfway through that ep, and I was like, what in
is
the
different
Shutter
sick
Island
of y'all because
Harry Potter is
listen,
going on?
When y'all were discussing, when they were discussing this in the group chat, y'all, they literally made it seem like they were just understood everything, and I was like, I'm confused, and I feel like nobody said anything
Wait, because the first episode... The first episode was fine, but then
this one. Mans I'm talking about this was, one.
Oh, I didn't.
I was like, I feel like I'm. y'all love to make me feel bad because I was like, I'm. Y'all, I might be too dumb for this one. Like, I don't know if I can.
No, like I don't get it. And I was like, well, I gotta make her.
Rob
feel
was
bad.
Like, we're
oh
not gonna.
Gosh.
I'm not gonna
you
help.
Missed it?
So here I am, googling other people's reviews of the show. Like, oh, okay, that was what that was like.
I am confusion.
Like I was lost in the sauce.
I will say, when they did that shot, when they did like they zoomed out and showed like the whole book, I literally in my head said, Hogwarts could never.
Which is so
I was like, what in the Harry Potter is going on?
Whatever. What in the Patronus is happening here?
Oh, stop.
I was like, when Mance tried to go out the door, he was blocked by a spell.
No,
I was like,
she
we got
did.
Spells
she was like.
Now?
Patronus, I was like, time out, dog.
The
isn't
car
that,
crunching.
Isn't that a different movie?
The car crunching under the bridge did give
bro.
Me car going into the Whomping Willow vibes from Harry Potter. I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm telling you. Like the first 20 minutes of that, I've actually thought I was watching Shutter Island because they kept not remembering what was happening. And like it was very
well,
eerie.
And then the scene where things were fake, it took me a while to even realize it wasn't really that. Like I was like, wait a minute, what's real? Like, hold on.
My concept of reality.
Right.
Wait, and then
really
like
warped.
Not only did they forget the day before, when the monsters came and left 3 seconds ago, they're like, why am I dirty? Fam, what?
Yeah.
What?
Like, what?
I was,
and then I was like, did I make it up? Like, what is going on?
I definitely had to take
was that a dream sequence?
And then I was like, who
here?
Is this? Who is that? Where are we going? Like,
now, they had me. They definitely had me.
This episode should have been titled Figure It Out, Stupid.
I literally feel like I should have been watching the show like in like a... Like in some 3D goggles where I can't look anywhere but the thing. Like I need to just like have me immersed.
Focus.
Like I have to focus because
fam. I was lost the whole episode.
Like, I almost feel like the dialogue was above me because I was trying to just figure out where I was. Like, y'all mentioned that KKK comment or the Klan or whatever, and I was like, oh, I missed that because I was just trying to catch my ground. Shook.
I was like, no, that one. Was I almost hilarious. Was like, yes, wait.
Well, yeah.
Who are we yesing? Yeah.
Wait. I was like,
No, but legit, I'm like.
So you're calling the KKK poor? Can I do that?
Right.
No, but I was like, is that a good flex or bad?
Right.
Or, what? Mm-hmm. What do I feel about this comment? And I was so, I was so perplexed.
And then the can we talk about how they didn't even explain why the monsters were being born out of a cow?
No. You don't need to know.
And I was like, and they're like, this your first one? Like, wait, tell me, y'all do this often?
Excuse?
Like,
y'all do, this isn't the first time this happened. Got it, okay.
I was like, what is happening?
No, I was so lost. And then we had Fitz from Scandal. And then that scene where
the kids were playing, like, ring around the rosy with the ribbons
in that little farm was beyond me. I was like, what? What in the Children of the Corn? No, for real, though.
Yo.
It was still like, you know what? So I like a bunch of movies. I'm going to do this and
do
that.
All
I did
of those.
Love Moving On Up in the beginning. That was a fun moment.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
A bright moment.
It was a good, like, change of pace.
Yeah, I needed that little moment.
We needed that.
So, no, that was really dope.
And they were like, just kidding.
And then to see Tick just sitting there, like, brooding. I was like, oh, wait.
I know.
So we are in agreement that this storyline is over.
I'm not in agreement for anything. I don't know where I'm at, Sankara.
tell me what the storyline was first.
I just feel like the character arcs are dead, over. And okay, but also, can we talk about how last episode in last pod I came in?
We
here
talked about Courtney B. Vance. Mm-hmm.
And how I talked about Courtney B. Vance and his line in the first episode and him dying. And
or
bingo.
Is he?
That's what he's I'm saying. Dead. I mean, I think he There's is no too, way. But like Sankara, also Sankara, I wouldn't be shocked
you know
by
how I know
anything.
He's dead because I follow some of the actors online.
Okay, so you're
and
spoiling
saying
it.
How he was great for two
You're
episodes,
spoiling it?
That's how
you're
I
spoiling
yeah, but
it.
No, okay, but also remember in Insecure, Lawrence is like, dag, bro, I'm not here. That's crazy.
That's because that's Insecure being insecure.
Pun intended. I don't know if he's dead or not. I have no idea what they're gonna do because
it feels like the storyline is complete.
I don't know.
I don't know what,
but it also
I don't
feels
know
like
what leads
know
up
I'm
after
at.
This.
Well, only because too, just, like they mentioned, there's other lodges. So yes, no, I don't know.
I'm gonna go with it. Probably is, but I wouldn't be shocked.
But
if it's
what
not.
Is complete? What does complete?
And is
mean?
It done, or is it like we're gonna get a little glimpse as one of these characters later on? Because
the storyline was he goes like, in its simplest form, it was main character is looking for his dad. Main character finds dad amidst. A whole other, all other things in terms of who that character is. He finds out who he is. He completes what he thinks, what the show is trying to tell us he was born for, but then decides, I'm not going to actually be a part of this and opening up this portal to
right, and then the ancestors kind of get some redemption.
No, I think it was to the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, I think it was the Garden of Eden. And it was like his ancestor from before who like tied him into this wildness, like was like free, I guess. It was like freeing generational.
Yes. Yes, and so like everyone was
breaking
released.
Generational curses,
right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But old girl, I'm convinced is alive.
Ooh,
so like the white girl.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So are we gonna
we
pick
never
up
see
with her?
Her die.
Are we picking up with her next episode?
I'm guessing.
Fam, if they switch to guessing. Her point of view in episode 3, I'm gonna like time out.
I think
what
it
is,
has to. I want to say it has.
I'm guessing
to.
That's what's gonna happen.
Is going on right now.
I'm guessing. Like, that's the only, that's all I got for you.
We're just going to keep saying movies and what's going
on. I can already tell, that this is going to be a really fun thing to, like, rewatch when the whole season's out. Like, once I have the whole thing,
oh, no.
Like, okay, let me go back.
For sure.
Well, yeah, because again, like, you say this season arc is over, but okay, yeah, if it's over, then what are we going to do with the rest of these episodes? We're two episodes in.
I think
it's
new storylines.
I think it's going to be happening? New storylines tied in with characters we met. So we were introduced to White Lady, and we're going to have a White Lady moment, and then we're going to be introduced to somebody else, and we're going to have another person moment.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be fun to look back. know.
I think she feels like a one she's of those third storytellers. What's that? She feels like David Fincher. Mm. Like she's a David Fincher type where like you're gonna be on your toes every single shot.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give you these.
You
stories.
Might not know. You might not know where this goes.
Stuck on it. She said the KKK is too poor.
Right, I was like, ooh.
She called them hooded dudes, broke boys.
I was like, shook. Yeah,
she said, bed sheets. Our costumes are a lot more expensive than that. Come on now. She said, I'll wear this nice linen shirt to deal with this monster being birthed. You see
this pure silk hood my dad has me wearing? I was like, yeah. In cotton, yuck, on this skin?
Mm-mm. Couldn't be me.
Then what was the other line? When she was like, you know what's crazy? You got one before me. He's like, I'm a black man at that. And I was like, I don't know how to feel about that comment.
Right.
Right, because you know what's crazy about that? Because, like, it had racism and like patriarchy and sexism. It was really good. I really liked that scene because it was really well written.
Right.
I was like, I don't know if I should be happy about the black man beating up the white person.
But then the patriarchy.
But the man, the woman. The patriarchy. So, yeah, those two, I was my brain literally broke trying to decide. Yeah. How fact. I should feel about it.
Then fact. The Gil Scott-Heron,
but the dope scene,
like poem going on. It was just it was a lot.
Oh yeah,
like super dope. Yeah.
What poem?
Over that scene, the scene of the ceremony, Whitey's on the Moon, like the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, that random poem. I was like,
yeah.
Wait.
Which I thought was.
Is this? Dope. I'm telling you, bro.
What was happening?
She's one of those. I like creators like this. Listen, I'm tapped
in. We talked about this too. Like, this just shows like anyone can create a.
We could
story.
Do the shit too.
Yeah, like fans. Yeah, like let us
do the shit too.
And I'm lost in the sauce, but you know what? I'm in the sauce. So here
I'll figure it out.
Yup.
Oh, but then the other scene when like he was like, "All you white people, leave." I was like, "Yeah, nigga, tell them white folks to get out of here."
Right. Right. And they left. You better get up.
Also, then
you better get up.
Then what? But then he was like, listen, don't let my lack of, what did he say? I don't remember what he said. Something along the lines of like, don't let my like lack of brutality make you think I'm weak. I was like,
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I still have these hands, just so you know.
Right.
You may have seen me getting my rib taken out, but we can fight.
Don't you forget.
Like, right.
Who so, I am. Oh.
And then the scene where they're all having dreams, that one was...
I was like, is this a dream? It took me... Okay, thank you.
I was so confused.
I literally
confused.
Felt so I dumb. I was like, how did I not realize that this wasn't really... So
I thought those were... I thought they were going to merge somehow, and I was like really worried.
Facts. And I was like, oh no, don't make me do that.
When the serpent came out, I scared the shit out of me. I'm not going to lie to you. Because I hate snakes.
Oh.
And so like there was a double whammy.
So when the snakes started, I was like, oh, okay, this is her dream. Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. But at first I was like, wait, but because I was like, is this like,
no, I was like, who's dreaming?
Not necessarily a dream. Is it like a vision of the future? Is it like a
yeah?
I was like, wait, what is this?
I didn't know.
And that's
what
why
was
I was
happening.
So confused.
I was just watching and hoping I figured it out.
Because well, again, like, because. In a way, is it a vision of the future? I have no idea, but I don't know. But like,
you don't really know anything, I guess, 2 episodes in.
Exactly. That's all I can say is I know nothing. Yeah. It got real supernaturally. I was like, all right, cool, cool. But yeah, I have no idea where it's going to go, what's going to happen next.
I could see how, I will say this, like, for someone like me, like, I love this shit. Like, this reminds me a lot of Fargo, where I'd be lost all the time, and then by the episode, like, 3 or 4, or, like, 6, I figure it out.
You're like, got it.
But I will say, I can see how something like this might lose people.
Because,
like, not a lot of people can, like, watch TV like that, if it's not too linear.
Wait, what kind of people, Sankara?
I'm not even being, like, super, like, uppity about my content.
No, that's real, though, because...
I just think that some people, like, are going to watch this and going to be like, this is
I don't always like TV where I get lost. This one, I feel like, has a different kind of feel to it. So, like, it feels like it's worth it for me to, like, stay invested. But if you show me on, put me on just any like convoluted television show, a lot of times I'm going to be like, nah, I'm literally good.
Westworld season two.
Like, I'm good. I don't even need to invest losing, that much time.
Losing your audience and confusing your audience are two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I also think like, people just go to TV for different things. Like, some people are like, I work a lot. I literally just want to like relax and have a distraction. And like, this is not going to relax me or really distract me that well.
Yeah. And so I think that, but I think from like people that are looking for this type, there is a difference between like losing. Like, so I think Westworld's a perfect example. We talk about it all the time. Season one, they lost you, but like, you're lost in the story.
It was still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're lost.
You're like, yo, this is dope.
Season two, they confused you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Because you're like, what? So I think that's the difference between like, and it's a weird thing. It's a real thin line to walk. It is. It's real hard. It's real easy to go from like, you're lost and now I'm confused.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
So.
100%.
So yeah, like I'm excited to see how this goes.
Me too.
I'm lost.
I'm so glad y'all. I literally thought I was the only lost one and I was annoyed. I was like, dang.
No, because it took a real hard shift from the
what we thought it was going to be.
The substance of episode one. So I was like,
it was just like, I just had to, it's like, a different genre? I was in one groove and I needed to switch
pace. Did I miss an episode? No, I was like, did I miss an episode? Right? Let me go double check. No, it says two.
Okay. Yeah, I was like.
So it's me.
It's me. Speaking of being in the loop or in a loop, let's talk about I May Destroy You.
Speaking of being confused, because that also took me a minute to realize what was going on, if I'm
that,
being honest.
That finale was a loop.
Two episodes of TV where I was like, what is, when they put that body under the bed, and then she went
when
on
she
about
was
her
on
day,
the bus,
I said, excuse me.
When she was on the bus and that woman was smiling, I was like, I know this is okay.
I was like, this just turned real dark, real
and
fast.
Then like his blood was all over. Which I mean, once it's over, I'm like, okay, I see this. Bed. I see the symbolism. Yeah. I get it. I'm with you.
Like she was stowing away her old guitar.
Right.
And then she, I'm not gonna use this anymore.
Yeah.
And then went right in her story beats.
Right.
I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Oh, you're nuts. I was rooting for you, but now
at first I was, and then I was like, I also had such an uneasy feeling during that whole, like, that revenge, like, fantasy moment. Like, it's like, I didn't feel good seeing them, like, kill someone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just made me, like, very uncomfortable.
I don't think it was supposed to
no,
make
No, I don't think so
good.
Either. And I think that's what was, like, good about it is, like, this and this whole show in general, you were uncomfortable in every instance. Or I was, at least.
Okay, we talked about it. Like, this show meant to let you know that you may have had something done wrong to you, but that doesn't stop you from doing wrong to other people. Mm-hmm. And like, and the levels of wrong are like, may seem small or may seem like little to you, but like how a person is affected. Like when they brought up how she locked her friend in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if she knew before or after, but like, regardless, like he had been raped and now you just locked him in the room with some other guy.
Right.
Yep.
Like, how does that handle that? And like, it, just like the levels to,
it's everywhere. It's like in everything.
In everything, like you kind of, you have to be like cognizant. Like, it is a constant cognization of like, what am I doing? How am I treating this person? Am I disrespecting that person? Yada yada yada. So like,
yeah.
Whew, that show was a roller coaster of a ride.
Wild, and I literally like had to pause.
I did enjoy. I will say, multiple times. It was well told. I did like the, you know, like these are all the avenues I was contemplating in my head.
Yeah.
But like at the end of the day, whatever avenue I take, I'm still going to have to somehow reconcile with the fact that this happened to me. And like, I have to choose whatever path I decide I want to choose.
Her telling him to go and then the multiple versions of him leaving, like felt so powerful to me. Like, and so symbolic of like,
because like that felt like. That felt like, yo, I'm letting go of all those possibilities I had in my head, and like I have to move forward with my life.
And like I'm taking control and being able to say, like, okay, now I'm like, now go. Like it's in now her I'm power done. For once, you know? Like,
yeah.
Or like another way it could be kind of shown, like, yeah, like now she's letting it go, or she's showing no matter which way you handle it, like if you do this, all right, you just have to let it go. If you kill this person, if you do this, like it kind of shows like,
you still have to end up letting it go, right? Like, because
at the end of the day,
it's almost, it's almost those feelings of like, you know, like when people want revenge or whatever, and then on the other side of that, you don't feel anything. It doesn't like it doesn't bring the person back, or like if you're avenging someone that died or whatever. It's, she was kind of emulating kind of like the same thing with this.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like,
I agree.
No matter the avenue, at some point, you're going to have to let it go.
Mm-hmm. And I think it showed that if there's not a clean
with your life.
There's not an easy clean ending. It's not clean. And I like that we didn't have a hard ending.
I'm telling you, bro, she's the nuanced queen, bro. She is all about nuance.
And I think it's good there wasn't like a clean wrapped up ending, because A, we typically get that, and B, like, does that exist? No, especially not in situations like this. Like, it's never fully over, and it's not, there's not a solution that's going to be like, all right, you know, the good guy, the bad guy, it's over. Like, no, it's just like, there are these options, but at the end of the day, like, this was the only power she had, or like, these were the options that like went through her head, and like, you know, the mindset maybe, but it was but I'm not gonna lie, it was a lot. Having to watch that like over and over again this last episode, I was like, all right, I need to pause. Like, I can't be just, this is just a lot.
Yeah.
But it was really well done.
It was really well directed and shot too, that finale. There's Emmys are gonna riddle through this show next year. They're gonna stack up.
Well, so I wonder, I don't know if this is going to be like a show or a limited series type thing. I think that will play out interesting.
Yeah, because you know they be putting limited series in a box. You know, I hate that shit.
Well, because I think sometimes it's good and or bad, because not too many places do limited series. So like, you have a better chance of like cleaning up. So like, for example, right now, if they're both a series, I May Destroy You and Lovecraft Country going to go up against each other.
Right.
You know, I have no beef either way, but often what sometimes what that does is that splits votes. So again, you know, I am interested to see what classify each of these as when it comes to like the voting time. But no, I think these two,
primo TV, man, primo.
Because like they did. Oh my goodness! And I've been saying this. Not only can she write, but she can act.
Yeah, she can.
100%.
She can act.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy with the monologue in the bathroom in that second.
I was like, okay.
Yo, man was acting, bro.
Oh, when he was like...
He went through seven different emotions in 5 minutes.
Is he telling us? Yeah, bro. Oh, he's repeating what was said.
Bro.
Oh.
Bro. I don't know where they picked up that dude from, but he's got a career in the making. Yeah, he's
talented. I was shook.
I was shooketh.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, so like, I think the other thing she showed too in those scenes is like, no matter how you act, you can still end up in that situation too. So it's the victim blaming of like, oh, you shouldn't be too drunk or too chill or too quiet or too shy or too happy or whatever. Like,
yeah, whatever.
I think she went through like three different scenarios. Like, one, she's like really hype, and one, she's like, hi. And like, one, she's like, so like, and one, like, he approached her. So like, I think it showed the three different ways of like the victim blaming isn't a thing.
Yep.
Like, you can't be like, oh yeah, well, because she was this or because you were that. Yeah, no.
No,
you saw that all three instances he was like, bet, I'm gonna drug this woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
So yeah, no, I that show.
Lovely show. Very heavy. Heavy. Very heavy. Heavy. Be in the right mind space to watch it, but like, if you get there, it is worth it. It was so well done. Like,
yeah. And I'll say, one I always tell people, if you want to get an idea of the show without it being as heavy, watch the Alliance episode.
Because
I think that's a good, like, cosmo of the whole show, of, like, how it deals with, like, who's right and who's wrong without the heavier stuff of the series.
Yeah, I feel that.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
For sure.
I could see that. I agree with that. I agree with that statement.
What else? Oh, since we're on the Habbo kick, I also have been watching, Hard Knocks.
That's that football?
Oh, how is it this year?
more, it's fine. Like, it's, you know, it's Hard Knocks. But like, I'll be honest.
Is it still outside?
So
yeah, because they have training camp, right?
Yes. So it's L.A., both the Chargers and the Rams.
Okay.
One, they showed the stadium, a bit of the stadium, and like the fact that they built this man-made lake kind of got me tight. But, you know, here we are.
SoFi?
Yeah.
You talking about SoFi?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, wow. Wow. I used to live across from where that stadium is now. So, like...
You know they're going to do extravagant shit, bro.
Yeah, I know. But, like, it just, like, they built in the middle of Inglewood. They're going to go all out for it. And we just know it's going to happen. So, that's that. I was actually more interested to kind of see, like, the behind-the-scenes, like, COVID conversation stuff. Because that's the part that really has me kind of,
that makes me want to watch
this season. Yeah. Because, like, the way they talk about, like... And that's why I was curious. I wanted to know if the NFL was going to be naive and be like, COVID's not real. We out here. Yada, yada, yada. But, like, the way they're kind of going about this and trying to, like, man... That has been the interesting part for me this season. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the Rams. They don't have... Like, Jalen Ramsey, he's Jalen Ramsey. But outside of that, they don't really have, like, any personalities. Mm-hmm. And the Chargers are literally the Chargers, so who cares? Right. I literally don't care what happens to them.
Nope.
So... Like, the way they kind of, like, and, like, so far I'm through two episodes, and the way they kind of shape COVID around the thing is really good. I think they're doing a really good job of showcasing, like, not just, as this big boogeyman, but, like, the reality of, like, trying to do this thing with COVID, like, the steps they're going through, like, that they're really trying. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the league as a whole, but, like, these two franchises on what they're showing
on
screen.
Are they bubbled up? How does that work for training camp?
It's kind of ish.
Okay.
Some of the veterans can, like, visit their families, but, like, rookies are, like, all in this hotel. They're really, like, they preach them every day. Like, listen, if you go out there and get this, we can't play football. And if you're a rookie, that means you don't get rookie money. You don't make as much as it is. So, like, they're, like, really kind of, like, saying, we talk about NFL money and you have to play. You have to play to get the money. Literally have to play on the field. So... If we don't have this season, if you're out here doing these decisions that put this whole thing at risk, then you don't get your money.
Right. It's on you. Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, and they're really kind of pushing that really well. So, like, you know, it's an interesting season, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't had you know, there's been seasons with interesting incidents, but I think this is probably one of the more interesting seasons in a long time. So I would say check it out, because I think it also gives you into a glimpse of, like, some of the stuff the NBA had to do to get their bubble up and running now. So I think,
can't wait for that, Doc.
Oh, I'm ready.
I can't wait. I really hope HBO gets that one. I hope HBO gets that one.
It's coming. I know it is.
I can't wait. So, yeah, that's going to be dope. Speaking of things not dope, here's some scuttle that I've heard.
Speaking of not dope things.
Yeah. I heard a little bit of scuttle about another reason why the... Avatar creators left the Netflix series.
What is
Ooh,
it?
Ooh, yes.
One of the scuttles that I heard was, one, because Netflix wasn't so sold on making the cast all not white people.
Well, we heard that one, right?
Yeah, we did hear that one a little bit. But also, the other scuttle I heard, and this kind of it was creepy, they wanted to age up Aang.
What?
What?
To what?
To probably like 20s or late teenish years.
How old is Aang in the thing?
11.
Okay, that's not.
It's like 11, 12.
We don't need to move somebody from one life state to another. Like, that's too much.
So, and the reason I was hearing.
Oh, gross. I'm already grossed out.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yep.
They wanted to make a romantic relationship.
They wanted to be able to show some romance without it being extra creepy.
Okay, why is that necessary?
We know why.
Because, I mean, we know why, but it's like, Netflix obviously
wants to play on that ship, this person
and I
this
hear
person.
That I really do, but it's like, this already has such a huge fan base, it's like, you don't really have to, you know, like, whatever.
Yeah,
this is unnecessary. So, yeah.
I mean, there was that in the show, but it's different in live action.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. That's the other thing. Because we talked about it with Stranger Things. We talked about it, like, with other things. Like, ugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But also, another beloved cartoon that they're trying to, that they're, there's plans to age up is the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, I think I heard that.
Interesting. Wait, they're making a Powerpuff Girls show? Or like they're bringing it back?
The CW is making a live action Powerpuff Girls show.
Okay.
A live action Powerpuff Girls? The CW? No the face. CW.
Now
no
listen.
Face. I saw what they did with Green Arrow and
Riverdale and no, kind of slaps in like a.
But again, no, they're I aging up the Powerpuff Girls.
Okay.
To like what? In their 20s.
Oh, it's like, wow. I get it, just, I guess. Made, part of me is like, okay, I hear you because.
For this, for an, the indication is also for a similar reason, because they want to show what's it like being a woman with superpowers in your 20s.
Well, to me, I could just, I mean, okay, I don't like that. So but that, like,
why don't you just make that show?
Right. Or.
Because.
The, and not call but, it Powerpuff Girls.
But you know, CW, they love making. Angsty romantic.
Oh, they love that. That's why super. That's why Riverdale is all like that. But part of me is like, okay, I hear it because, like, I guess Powerpuff Girls fans are that age or older now. Like, that was like my generation, so it's like I could see being like, okay, well, the core fan group has aged, so maybe we want to catch up to them. But I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let me tell you a quick secret about that. One, no. Two, because the thing is. That never works.
I'm not saying it works. The Rugrats All Grown Up
did not hit.
But I did. Okay, first of all, I watched the premiere of that. I did watch. But I didn't. I didn't maintain.
You may have watched it, but it doesn't hit. You're like, you're not like, oh snap! Like that's one thing too.
Oh no, I'm watching both Rugrats and All Grown Up.
So I watched that.
You're speaking to the wrong audience.
I'm not, no, in general, it didn't fail general, for so us. I'm not saying people didn't watch it, but usually those.
I did like the Rugrats more. Of course, if that's what you're saying.
That's better.
No, but I'm saying in a general sense of like the grown up doesn't translate as well as the younger one, and that's also why. And like because also too, Nintendo has proven that you don't have to age up anything. I can keep this as kiddie as I want all day long, and you know what's going to happen is once you have kids, you'll come back to it for nostalgia purposes. So like. That's why they make 57,000 Ninja Turtles, and that's why Ash from Pokemon hasn't aged a day.
Yeah.
Because they don't necessarily have to. So, like, you don't have to age them up to get those fans back.
I
because usually
you.
That I doesn't bring those fans.
I guess that one doesn't shock me as much as the Avatar one.
It doesn't. So, it doesn't shock me. I just think a theory I have is some people want to see them do the romantic stuff,
but
they want to do it at an older age, so like they feel better about it. Like so, like I can't make the because like oh I'm in the Powerpuff Girls, but what if the Powerpuff Girls were in relationships or they were this or they were that? Because they're definitely going to make was it Blossom,
the pink one?
No, that's Blossom.
Who's Bubbles.
Buttercup is green.
Green,
right?
Yeah. Yes. I promise.
Yeah. They're going to do.
You don't have to fact check
again,
me.
Not, yeah, yeah. They're going to do like, I think someone was saying like, they're going to do like really heavy, like LGBTQ on like Buttercup.
Oh, they
like,
probably will.
They're going to, yeah. And again, this is not saying they should or shouldn't, but I think it does feel weird when you're saying like, let's just age these kids up so now we can kind of, because we talked about like the Chloe and Haley stuff.
Right.
Like, it is a little like, so you're just waiting for them to get older to do this stuff?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's kind of like groomy.
Right.
It
is groomy.
So.
It's disgusting.
Well, and again, because like we talked about with Netflix. Well, I don't know if you guys read the story about Netflix with their marketing of that cutie movie.
I did read.
So for those who don't know, there's a movie called Cuties that was in like Sundance and a few other film festivals, indie movie about, I don't remember where she's from, so I'm not going to guess it.
I think Senegalese.
I think that is right. Senegalese, about a young girl who's like wants to just grow up. It's kind of like a coming of age movie.
Mm-hmm.
It does, from what I saw, it does have a hint of like, oh, kicking your hijab type beat to getting Western culture. That's a different conversation, but like that is about a young girl coming of age and like trying to fight the sexualization of young girls.
Right, trying to fight it. Key.
Yep.
And that's the theme of it, and that was on the posters, and that, and Netflix got and said, you know what we're gonna do? We're going to sexualize these young girls. And I was like, gross.
Well, which is also was gross. And then I feel like QAnon Twitter went wild with it. And then, like, he's going to destroy this woman's career because Netflix did something bad.
So people are sending this woman death threats because Netflix marketed this film like that.
Which, like, isn't the intent. Like, the intent of the film is literally, like, the opposite of what was done to it.
Not this. Yeah. It's literally the opposite of that treatment.
Yeah.
So. And that's why. So that's. And that's why I don't trust people to handle some stories with care
at all,
because they just going to go all in black and white or X's and like they don't.
They're
they
like
don't,
sensitive subject. Talked about, nah, what's gonna sell? What's gonna sell?
How about no?
Yeah.
So. How about no? Yeah. So we're not. And we talked about like HBO will take care of certain topics or subjects because like this is what we do for a living. Netflix like we'll get this content out.
Right.
And we'll the chips fall where they may.
Right.
Speaking of other Netflix content,
which one are you getting to?
Their latest in the adult comedy, adult animation comedy gambit is this show called Hoops.
Oh, I haven't watched.
I didn't think you would. I gave it a spin because I'm a fan of Jake Johnson, who was in New
What
Girl.
Is it about? What is the show
It's about a coach who, a basketball, high school basketball coach whose team sucks, and he's trying to bring them back to prominence. What's that movie, that Ben Affleck movie that just came out?
I was about to say, this sounds like the Ben Affleck movie.
It's the Ben Affleck movie, but an animation, animation series.
It's like, part of me wants to watch that movie, but also not really.
No, I'm good. I've seen it.
True.
So, off rip, pretty raunch, like unnecessarily raunch. So like here's one of the jokes off rip. So like his team sucks. They lose every game. And like, there's a 7-foot kid who comes to the school and he's like, I'm getting down. I'm down on my knees begging you. Like, this is the, like, I'm on my knees in front of your crotch. This is the submissive position. Like, yo, this
why
is,
are we running with that? That is so gross.
You're really playing in that joke.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, a grown man talking about to a high school, because again, this is high school basketball.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't think it's funny. That's not necessary.
Oh, don't worry. That wasn't the big gaffe of the pilot. Mm. So, big gaffe. He's like, oh, so like, what do I got to do to get you on the team? I'll give you some money. I'll give you my iPad. It has a crack in it. Yada, yada, yada. You know what I'll do? I'll get you a hooker.
Okay.
So he spends the rest of the pilot getting this 16-year-old a hooker.
No.
So he can get him to play on my team. I was like,
I'd rather watch Harley Quinn. I'm good.
I was like,
yeah, I'm glad I didn't hear about this.
Excuse me?
Glad I didn't.
I will say
that.
Though, episode 2 is a bit funnier. Not funny.
I'm surprised you got
funnier,
to episode 2 after that.
I was like, there's no way they do this for 10 episodes. I was like, there's no way, because really? Because then I need to know who approved this.
Mm-hmm.
Which exec at Netflix approved this? Because then I have bigger questions about their corporate structure. Still not good, but not as bad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not going to recommend it. Just letting you know what's out in these streets.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I'm good on that.
And we talk about this too, because like, I think that sometimes the issue with like some platforms, like they're saying, do whatever you want. And I think from experience, some people work better with parameters, because then you can like wiggle in and like you find stuff and you like that. Some people, you say, do whatever you want, they gonna do whatever. And this is what you get. Jokes about sitting in front of the crotch of a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that. So.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking that out for us.
I did, you know.
thanks for being the one to follow that story.
Because, you know, I told you, I'm looking for it. I'm always looking for a new animation, a good comedy.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, they didn't.
That wasn't it.
And you can be adult. You can be adult BoJack style or you know, Toucan, like, whatever. There's so many other that are good where, like, that they have adult jokes, but they're not, like, just adult for no reason.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm. So I, yeah. So, yeah. Don't, now say, you know, do whatever you want. I'm not,
I'm not tuning in personally, but yeah.
I'm not going to recommend it. That's what I'll say. Do whatever you want. Everyone else that's listening is grown.
You watch it on your own time.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to recommend
it. Don't come here looking for a recap. Don't come here
expecting a weekly breakdown. Yeah.
This is your only chance. That's not on the docket.
It's not going to be Lovecraft, no. I May Destroy You, Hoops. Let's chat about it.
Can you imagine? No.
So, yeah. What else? What else? What else we got? What else we got?
I watched The Vow. Did anyone else watch that?
The Vow.
On HBO. No. New docuseries alert.
Oh, I synced it on the little top thing. I saw it.
It's about Nexium, which is like a multi-level marketing cult situation, which I'm super invested in, like, learning about
I remember seeing the yeah, it's like love everyone type beat.
Yeah, and there was like actresses, like Allison Mack was really involved in it. There's like branding involved, like with the metal thing, you know, like that kind of branding. There's people.
Oh, I thought you meant like social media.
Oh, branding. No. I mean, like they branded people, cattle prodded women. They, like, when you join, they didn't talk about this yet in the episode, so spoiler alert if y'all don't know about this and you've watched the first episode. But they, like, when people joined, they would have to, like, give their nudes to, like, the, like, leader as, like, potential blackmail. So, like, you stay in the organization. Like, it's, like, sick. It's real sick. God. But it's, like, branded as, like, this lifestyle, like, higher being, like, Dalai Lama type stuff. Okay? Like, this is the branding. And it's, like, marketed as, like, we'll help you accomplish your goals. Like, we help people overcome, like, their battles with Tourette syndrome. And there's, like, all this, like, it's just wild. Like, it's really branded as, like, live your best life. And we have all these, like, hip actresses and Hollywood people involved, so you think it's cool. But, like, it's a cult and it's a pyramid scheme and it's a mess. So, personally, can't wait to see it unfold. It's, like, told from people who used to be, like, high-up leaders in it, which I've read a lot and, like, seen a lot about this, like, cult before. But I think this perspective is a really, like, interesting one. Like, the first episode really showed, like, how they got to be so involved, like what sold it to them and why it maybe took a while for them to see that it wasn't, you know, what they thought it was or like this act that it was set up to be. But so far I'm really enjoying it. I'm excited to see where they take it.
Listen, I love a good Ponzi scheme doc more than the next person, so I'm in.
Yeah, I think you'll like
it. I remember seeing this when I was watching something. I was like, that looks intriguing. Because, like, I don't know if you remember that Netflix doc, The Family. It's a similar type of thing where, like,
yeah.
Oh, that one was nuts.
Yeah, and it's that was more through, like, politics. And but similar thing. Like, so, like, I think a common thing I've seen in, like, these kind of groups is you have to, and you've heard about it too in some chapters of fraternities and sororities and just different organizations.
Uh-huh.
You have to do this humiliating thing in order to get in.
And it bonds us, like, and now we're, you know, whatever.
Well, they label it as bonding you, but then it's just pretty much, it embarrasses you.
Yeah, and it's manipulation to hold it over your head. Something,
yeah, if you do something, I'll say, oh, well, you did this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so
yeah,
that
this is a crazy cult. This is
a
lot to unearth, and it's again, it's like a recent thing. It's not like an old whatever. So it's, I think it'll be really good. And again, like there's a lot of stuff out there about it, but I feel like this docuseries so far is being told in a way that I haven't seen yet personally. So I'm excited. Like I do feel like I will say like I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Like if you read the book, like you're not really finding out anything new on the show. For me, I feel like this docuseries is like adding more like new perspective if you've been following the case. So I'm excited for it.
Gotcha. There was an interesting like random movie I watched on HBO with what's the Carmichael's name? Carmichael?
It's not Jared.
He had the Carmichael show. What's his first name? Joe? Jared?
Gerard?
Gerard Carmichael.
I said not Jared. Okay.
No, it was like a little like home movie documentary thing on HBO. It's fine. It's not, I think it's not, I think he was just like, yo, I have this old footage of this thing. Who wants to buy it? And they probably copped it off him. But no, it was, I think the interesting part, it's like 40 minutes. The interesting part was like at the end, and it was just talking about like, guilt and being and things like that was like apparently his dad cheated on his mom when he was younger, and like his mom was like, so like at the end, like his mom's friend and like his dad's friend who's like a pastor And it was an interesting conversation because his mom was like, yeah, I don't really forgive him because he did this and that. And her friend was like, yeah, you shouldn't forgive him because he did all these things to you. And like the dad's friend was like, no, nah, like you have to forgive like because X, Y, Z. I just thought it was interesting just kind of like the reasoning people give, like the way people still spin things because it's your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we talk about the vow, and like the vow thing kind of brought that up because it was like people will say like, oh, well, you know, it's not as bad as I think, or I didn't think it was gonna be this bad, like they got me on this, like how you'll kind of default like, you know what, fine, like it's not that bad, or it's okay, like
yeah,
there could be worse things,
or it's like, and I had a good experience, so it's fine, like yeah. I like this person, they were good to me, so I think you should give them another chance.
Yeah. Or like or like I know XYZ is in a whole worse situation, right. So I'm not as bad as them, so like, you know,
it's like
yeah.
Well, that's their life. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Right, so, that's yeah. We're different. So
yeah, that was a little gem I found up watching stuff.
Oh, you know what else I watched on a lighter note? Ratatouille. Finally watched that. I liked it. I thought it was so sweet. That's really
how many Disney pluses do you give it? How many pluses do you give it?
Out of how many?
Five. You know the five is.
I'm gonna give it four. I'm gonna give it four.
It's a great movie.
It's like, I really, really enjoyed it. I don't think it's my favorite Disney movie, but like, I feel like good message, fun, feel good, nice little action scene.
So like in the Pixar, I don't know, have you seen all the Pixar movies or a majority of them?
I don't know. What are all? I haven't watched a lot of kids movies in the past like 7 years, if I'm being real.
So you haven't seen Coco?
No, I haven't. You're right. I'm afraid to watch that one because it's like, I'm not ready to like cry. I mean,
no, you're going to cry.
I have to be in the mood to watch. I haven't been in the mood to watch a cartoon and cry. Like, I feel like it's usually one or the other, but we'll see.
Remember me. Yeah, no, you're gonna cry.
Okay, maybe this week I'll watch that and cry.
Because that one was like three. If he sang like one more verse of the hook one more time, it would have got me.
Mm-mm. You didn't even cry? Heartless. Everyone
I
know
like,
says
yo,
they cry.
You better
that
not
movie.
Sing it one more time.
It was hella emotional.
It was. Mm. I was like, oh boy.
Great.
I would say watch that one next. That's the next Pixar one I recommend.
Okay, I'll watch that one next. See how it goes.
All right, what else we
still
got?
Still watching Superstore. Still loving it. That's about it. Rob, have you watched 90 Day
I'm watching.
Yet?
I have not.
When are you going to do that?
I will. Let me write it down if I don't forget.
I told you which season to watch. Watch the start the first.
I know
season.
Now. I know exactly what.
Because
I'm
there's
watch.
Like this. There's this couple on there, and I literally think that the woman. I don't know if I know anybody who's as foolish. I'll say foolish because need to be polite. But wow, it's a mess. It is a mess. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'll spin that by it before next.
My friend Janine started it this week, and she's already done with that season and the next season.
Oh my god.
It's addicting.
Tell her chill out.
No, it's so
addicting.
Text
her right now and say chill.
I will not.
I'll
be like, keep. Literally tell me every thought you have and keep going.
You know what's funny? I'm going to watch it and then when we get on next week, I'm like, I watched it. And then just.
What's going to make me mad is you're literally going to watch one episode and you're not going to keep going and I'm going to really judge your taste, like fully.
No, I'm going to watch the whole thing and I'm just going to tell you I watched and not give you any more thoughts than that.
And then when you secretly are watching season 5. And I've hacked your Hulu to see.
I may end up watching this whole series and just never talk to you about it.
That's so... Why? You're going to want to because you're going to need to be like, I can't believe so-and-so did that. Like, are you kidding?
No. I'll keep it all to myself. And just
you're going
to
be miserable then, so fine. Wish upon yourself.
Been there, done
that's
that.
That's on you. Oh, my God. Okay. What do we recommend? We've been yapping in their ears for an hour and a half.
We have been. Sankar, what you going to recommend?
I'm going to recommend the Batman trailer. Yeah, I did a trailer.
Boo. Boo this
Look,
man.
I was going to give him credit for being innovative, and Rob's like, boo.
That's not innovative.
I did.
I don't see why not.
Boo this man.
Some people don't have a lot of time.
Yes, log on to YouTube
they have time for a trailer.
And watch the Batman trailer.
That's fair.
That's my recommendation.
I recommend The Vow on HBO. There's only one episode out, so you can catch up real quick. Get with it, people. Let's go. Rob.
Oh, that was fast. All right, let me find something to recommend.
You want to boo somebody instead of being prepared.
First of all, I was booing so I can get more prepared, which I want to be all
gosh.
Fast.
That's why we're supposed to boo. I get it. Not hoops.
No, not. That's my recommendation. Go to there and thumbs down it on Netflix. Ooh. Thumbs down.
Little campaign.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Nope, not there. Oh my goodness, I'm not prepared for this.
You can just say Ratatouille.
Well, Coco. I will say that it sounds like while we were doing this pod that Lionel Messi has just signed to Man City. So there's some breaking news.
Ew. Breaking news.
So, yeah.
I don't know what any of that means.
Now I gotta get him. I gotta get a Man City jersey now. So.
What team was he on before?
City fan, you're disgusting.
What yes, what team was he on before?
Imagine him and Kevin De Bruyne, dude. Oh, that's gonna
you're
be
you're so disgusting. Now you're a Man City that's fan.
Good. Wait, what team was he on before?
Oh, Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Oh. Okay.
Another basketball.
I gave you all this time, and you still haven't picked something.
No, I'm still scrolling.
What?
Oh my god!
Everything on my list. Well, I talked about everything today, and then I've recommended everything on my list in the past few weeks. I've been burned.
Coco and move on.
No, I'm not going to say Coco. All right, fine. My recommendation for this week is a YouTube show
called.
It'd be great if you can find the name.
Done.
It's like, oh, fine. I'm just gonna recommend New Girl for those looking for a new good-hearted comedy to get them through this wild times in life, with a good story about friendship and brotherhood and community.
Aww.
This is it.
Check out New Girl. It's on Hulu.
Cute.
No, Netflix. Things on both. Yeah. Check out New Girl, starring Jake Johnson. And Zoe Deschanel.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's next on my list. All right, well, it's been real.
That's all I have.
We are also out of here.
Bye.
Peace.